Very special announcements last week made by Apple, and you're going to run through some of those details.
Yeah, I am. Apple updated their iPad range, so if you go and buy an iPad now, it really is a very... And really, I've got to say, it really is the only tablet to buy out there. People come along and say the Android tablets are all right. They're not that great when you really do come, but the iPad really is the best tablet you can buy out there. Apple also be bundling all their services such as music, iCloud. They've got a fitness one coming as well into one price, which will save people money as well. But the thing that's probably the most exciting, the phone announcement, jumping around a tiny bit, I'm getting told on the quiet, third week in October, we should have the announcement about the new iPhones. But they did announce a new Apple Watch Series 6. Got to understand, the Apple Watch is the best-selling watch in the world. Far quicker, comes in some new colours as well. But it's got a new feature, a blood oxygen sensor in there, which has been rumoured to come, but it is on this watch now. So people are saying, what is a blood oxygen level? If you go into hospital, they measure your blood oxygen as well. It's an important measurement of your overall health and wellness. It understands how your body's absorbing oxygen and the amount of oxygen delivered to your body. This gets done through the back of the watch on your wrist. You can take on-demand readings as well as background readings day and night. So that's a great new feature in there, Lee, especially if you're in the health and fitness, because it really is a health device out there. The display's brighter as well. It's always on. It's got an altimeter on it as well. Starts at $599, but they also announced a lower-cost version of the Apple Watch 2 called the Apple Watch S. Last year's designs, but also starts at $429. You can order both devices now.
Yeah, that is a nice feature, isn't it? Very, very clever indeed from Apple, the Watch Series 6. Now, iOS 14 is available right now, isn't it?
It is. So if you've got an iPhone or an iPad, you'll see there's an update there for you. Make sure you've got enough room to install it on your device. It's well over 2 gig inside. Lots of new features, including widgets, which Android's had for a long time. I've been running iOS 14 for a while. But what people may notice, Lee, is a green or orange dot that can appear at the top of your screen. Now, that's a new security feature that Apple came up with to give you peace of mind, one, you know, about your camera and your microphone as well. So when you see a little green dot, it means there's an app that's actively using your iPhone's camera. If you see an orange dot, that means the app is using your microphone. So what this means is that if you see a green dot but aren't aware of any app needing your camera, there may be an app secretly accessing the camera to spy on you. So that's why Apple have gone along and put it in. So you swipe down on the control center, you can find out which app is doing it. You can revoke it in settings or uninstall it entirely. Same with your microphone as well. So a couple of really good privacy features that are in iOS 14 for Apple users.
You're encouraging us, very important, to think before we post.
It is. You might have heard the story of Tony Abbott during the week.
Yes.
Boarding pass up online, and there was a hacker out there was able to go along and using Tony's booking reference on his Qantas booking account, was able to obtain passport and phone numbers for him as well. So think... Every time we put something on social media, think about doing it. We've got parents out there who post birth certificates for their children online, could be setting up for identity theft down the track. So, you know, because when your child is born, they like to announce it on social media, telling you what day they're born. I wouldn't be doing those sort of things at all. People tend to look at photos you post on social media very intricately to try and see what they can get out of it. So putting stuff on social media, think before you post.